Who is your question for, and what's your name first?
My name's Becky Adams, and it's for Brian, the Price manager. The Reds had some issues with Brandon Phillips, and I'm wondering at this point in time, how do you see his role on the team? Whether you see him as a starter, sort of a working with the young players, platooning him, or how do you see him right now?
Yeah, you know, a great question. I think most people are probably aware that we made an attempt to trade Brandon this winter. You know, we had to make some really tough choices to trade Chapman and Todd Frazier, our two all-star players, just to get some salary relief. And I think with the way that we look at Brandon is he's got 2 years left on his contract. He makes a lot of money, and, you know, we want to be competitive, but it's probably a couple of years before we can compete for a championship, and by that time his contract will be up. So we approached him as with the idea of maybe going to a team that has a better chance of winning a World Series over the course of the next year or two. And he has no trade rights, so he declined to accept a potential trade to the Washington Nationals. If we have him, he'll be playing. You know, Brandon's been a great player for us, a Gold Glover, All-Star, a fixture on the Reds since he came over in 2006. So it's not like I want to give his job away. He's done nothing to lose his position. We did trade for a kid we really like, Jose Peraza, that we got from the Dodgers. However, if Brandon's with us, and it looks like he will be, he's going to play. He's not going to be a platoon player. He'll get an occasional day off, as he did last year, but he'll be playing.
All right, hold on to that mic. The next question's for you too, Mr. Manager. This is 102.9 FM, 1340 AM, and WXFN.com, the Reds Winter Caravan at Stoops Buick GMC. Go ahead.
Mr. Price, with Johnny Cueto being gone, who do you expect to win the opening start to pitch?
Yeah, opening day, that's a great question, actually, because obviously if Homer Bailey was ready, and he won't be probably until the end of April or early May, Homer would be the opening day starter. We made an effort to re-sign Bronson Arroyo, and the Washington Nationals were able to provide him with a little bit more substantial contract, and he took that. So right now it comes down to probably DeSclafani or Iglesias. You know, we're looking at, as you know, a very young group of starting pitchers and probably a very young bullpen as well. And so kind of on that theme that we had last year is a very strong, young, youthful feel to our pitching staff. So I imagine probably be one of those two at this point in time.
This Reds fan in the back row wanted me to ask the question for him. And he's asking it of all you people that have played. When did you start? How old were you? How young were you when you started playing baseball?
Well, I'm a little bit older than these guys, but I started when I was 8 years old. There was no T-ball back then. It was just little league. I was a bat boy for my brother's team as a 7 year old, and then the next year was able to be his teammate. So I started at 8.
Yeah, I probably finished more importantly than when I started, so I'll just skip to Brian.
You know, I started at the age of 10 on a dare, and played till I was about 27, and then was smart enough to know that coaching was probably a better career choice than playing.
Well, I started since I was 3 years old. I grew up in a baseball field, my family, my dad played for a long time in big league, so I follow his steps. So since then, until God say it's done, I'm gonna still playing.
I started playing probably around 4, t-ball, and then I played a couple sports, soccer and basketball, football. I decided to play baseball in high school exclusively, but yeah, I think if you're a young kid, just play as many sports as you can at a young age.
I'd say I started about 4 years old. My mom and dad played, so I grew up around the baseball, kind of like DeJesus here. Played football and basketball growing up until my junior year of high school.
I was a football player.
You know. He's a football player. I was wondering, Jeff, what your story was.
That's what they all say.
Next question, actually the last one, is going to be behind you guys back here in the VIP line. Joe Schmaltz, big fan. Who's your question for?
Oh, Mr. Price, I would like to know what you're thinking about third base and also left field for this year.
Yeah, you know what? third base, I think, is going to be Eugenio Suarez. I think he'll just transition over. Well, we should have Zach Cozart back as the everyday shortstop. He's a tremendous defender, as we all know. That moves Suarez over to third base, which is probably a position he would transition to at some point in time in his career anyway. We think it's a good fit. We think he's capable of learning the position quickly. He's played it a bit at the big league level, not a lot, but he'll get a crash course in spring training. And left field, unless something changes, it will probably be a platoon. And we've acquired some young players in recent trades. Certainly we had Duvall last year came over. A kid, Scott Schebler, we got with the Dodgers in the Dodger trade. Yorman Rodriguez, who's one of our better young prospects, but he's out of options. So if he doesn't make the team, we risk losing him. But if he has a good spring training, there's a good shot that he could get some playing time as well.
All right, awesome start, guys. We're going to get you situated for the autograph part here of our event. You're listening live to the Reds Winter Caravan from Stoops Buick GMC on the home of the Reds, 102.9 FM, 1340 AM, and WXFN.com.
Hi, this is Pete Dahl with Sheriff Goslin Roofing Company. 2016 is here, and so is another cold Indiana winter. Winter may slow us down, but we are...
Folks, those of you with an A letter designation, if you have an A letter designation, please make your way up the stairs here, and you'll be directed to those chairs in the back of the room. Again, Marco's Pizza and hot dogs over there, too. There's also drinks for sale for $1 a piece, and we hope that you are having a good time tonight. Back to the live broadcast with Jeff Weller in just one moment.
This is the Reds Winter Caravan, live from Stoops Buick GMC in Muncie. Now, back to the event.
All right, Jeff Weller back with you from Stoops Buick GMC, our annual opportunity to talk Reds baseball in late January before these guys head to Arizona and spring training. That's got to be on their mind as they start the caravan, knowing I never know if the caravan starts the season or really ends the off season, but one way or another, these guys will be getting ready to go to Arizona and get ready for 2016. Kivas Sampson is one of the players. I don't know. I think the audience may have taken all my best questions, so I'm going to have to dig pretty deep. Kivas, welcome to Muncie, Indiana. Welcome to the Reds Caravan. It's great to have you out here at Stoops.
Oh, thank you guys for having us. You know, we've been enjoying going around and talking to some of the fans and interacting with them. This is my first time actually being a part of something like this. Look forward to many more to come.
When the caravan launched earlier today from Cincinnati, I read some of Marty's comments as the caravan started about coming out. He didn't use the word hinterland. We're kind of one of the further outposts of Reds country. We bleed a little bit of blue. There's some Chicago Cub fans that infiltrate this area from time to time. But some of us still feel like we're in the heart of Reds country, even if we're on the border of it. But this is the great time. For you, getting ready for a 2016 season, you had some promise last year. I'll talk to you about that in a second. But how excited are you to get to Arizona?
Oh, I'm so excited. You know, I've been getting that itch since about 2 weeks into the offseason. You know, we always talk about, hey, ready for the offseason. But then you get out there home for about 2 weeks and it's nothing to do. So you're like, man, I'm ready to get back on the field. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm actually heading out a little bit early. Probably a week or so early to kind of get back acclimated with everything and get settled in.
I'm going to show my age here a little bit and say in 1970, the Reds had a young pitcher by the name of Wayne Simpson, who was lights out in 1970 for the Reds. You may have heard his name in the history of Reds lore. And when I saw you get your first couple of starts, I couldn't help but draw a comparison. Sampson, And you looked like something special. You got off to a great start in your first two or three starts with the Reds and really pitched very well. That had to be the moment that your baseball life culminated.
Yes, sir. Thank you. But, yeah, I mean, like you said, showed some promise, but a lot of work still to be done. Been concentrating a lot this offseason on making sure I can man my fastball a little bit better, getting my changeup better, and, you know, continue to throw my curveball the way I throw it. But I'm just ready to get back out there and get back with the guys and, you know, shock the world a little bit, because I know a lot of people are counting us out, but we're here to compete and play.
Can anything really prepare you for the first time you toe the rubber in a major league game?
No, sir. No, sir. I mean, you run it through your mind so many times, you know, because you're growing up, that's a childhood dream. But until you're actually out there, the first word of advice I got was don't look up when I was running out in the field. They told me to keep my head down. You're welcome. Keep my head down and just go straight to the mound and take the ball from Price, you know. So that was a great word of advice, because it was a ton of people there and the stadium was huge. I actually showed up probably 15 minutes before the game, and I was just in awe. I was finally there. I finally made it. You know, my parents were there, family members and brothers and stuff. So it was exciting.
Thank you very much. Welcome to Muncie. Welcome. I'm glad that you're a part of the 2016 Reds Caravan. Kiva Sampson, you're going to see him pitching in the Great American Ballpark this summer in Cincinnati. Jeff Picaro is one of the Fox Sports Ohio, Fox Sports broadcasters that we watch on a regular basis. You don't mind, we're radio guys, but you also, as a broadcaster, in your 18th season following Reds baseball, Kivas talked about shocking the world. Who says this team can't overachieve?
No, I think you're exactly right. I think that when you look at this team, you know, you still have Joey Votto. He's one of the best players in the National League. You still have Jay Bruce. You still have Brandon. You still have Devin. Zach is healthy again at shortstop. Your center fielder is Billy Hamilton. I think that, you know, you mentioned Wayne Simpson. Great pitcher. Had a fantastic 1970. Maybe this is year Rysell Iglesias comes into his own. Maybe Cody Reed, the kid that we got from the Kansas City Royals, they haven't seen yet. Big left-hander, 6'7", plays 96, filthy. Now, maybe one of those guys steps forward and becomes the next Johnny Cueto. If that happens, this team has a chance. Tough part is, obviously, it's probably the toughest division in baseball.
You know, the other thing, and I don't call out fans. Everybody has a right to root and root for the team they want the way they want. But by the same token, I think sometimes, and I've been a Reds fan, I saw my first game in 1962 with my dad. And I think sometimes the real fan is the one that knows years going to crop up, where you don't know everything going into a season, and watching players develop. I remember one of my early years, there was a young second baseman starting for the Reds that nobody knew anything of and wondered why he was on the 63 Reds, and that worked out okay.
You're exactly right. We don't know what we have here. And I think the other thing is this. When you talk about the fans, you have to look at the St. Louis Cardinals have a huge turnover year in and year out. They only have two guys left on their team that were playing for them in 2012. It's been a complete makeover. Matt Holliday, Yadier Molina, that's it. This is a team that has some potential. They've got some great young players. If any of those guys pan out the way the Reds think they will, this can be a successful year.
Jeff is a fan of not only the radio broadcast with Marty and the Cowboy and Jim Kelch and so on. The formula that I'd really like to have is the formula that is used to deter. Is it a dial that is spun for the Reds? Who's on? Who's off? you talk about a combination of outstanding announcers.
Yeah, you know, it all starts with Tom and Marty, the Bredemans. They kind of set the schedule for everyone because Tom is so busy with the other things that he does for Fox Sports as well. And then we all just kind of fill in the blanks behind those two. But, you know, as you said, to work with guys like Marty and Tom, Jeff Brantley, Chris Welsh, Jim, Brian, Jim Kelch, we have a blast. We all get along great. It's a lot of fun. We're like a big family. It really is. It's very enjoyable for us.
All right. Our caravan coverage is underway from Stoops Buick GMC this evening. Happy to have you out here, and we hope you are enjoying a little bit of spring in late January. We'll be back with more of the Reds Caravan 2016 from Stoops right after this.
Hi, this is Pete Dahl with Sheriff Goslin Roofing Company. 2016 is here, and so is another cold Indiana winter.
Folks, again, we encourage you to enjoy the night. Ask any questions of our staff members or anybody from Stoops Buick GMC. We are glad to be of service. Right now, Mike Rhodes from MuncieJournal.com, who is streaming video. Mark Forrester, our sports director, couldn't be here this evening. He's watching this stream right now. And he can probably hear me saying that to him. It's unbelievable. The technology, it's fantastic. In just a little while, we're going to give away some Ball State basketball tickets in the room here from Stoops. Stand by for that. Coming back to live radio in just seconds.
We're driven to be the best.
The boys of summer are in Muncie. The Reds Winter Caravan live in person at Stoops Buick GMC. Now, back to the event.
All right, I'm Jeff Weller. Welcome back to Stoops Buick GMC. This evening, the Reds have invaded Stoops Buick GMC, and we're happy to have them. Alex Blandino is one of the youngsters in this travel party in the western leg of the caravan. Alex, welcome to Muncie. Welcome to Stoops Buick GMC.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate that.
As spring training 2016 approaches, well, let's talk about your off season first. How have you started? How have you built in the off season to get ready to go for spring?
It's gone by pretty quick. I didn't really have too much time to just relax and do nothing. So I played in the fall league until about the Thanksgiving, and then from there just kept training, kept working hard, you know, in the weight room. Doing some speed and agility stuff, taking ground balls and hitting. So really just, hit the ground running. I feel like I'm ready to go for spring training.
Stanford guy, the Rose Bowl made you happy?
Oh, absolutely. That was great to see. A lot of my good friends have success. It's a really good game for us. It's always a lot of fun to see your team do well. I was sort of bummed that we lost a couple games and couldn't get into the playoff, but, I have high expectations for next season.
We're talking with Reds prospect Alex Blandino about the 2016 season. Alex, short, second, I see your name at both. I assume you'll play either. Just coach, play me.
Yeah, wherever they need me to go, I'm comfortable even playing third base. So that's where I played in college. Put a lot of time in all three spots. So I think versatility is a strength.
Does the book say that you're a better bat guy or a better glove guy at this point?
I take pride in doing both well. You know, I think it takes both to have success at a high level. If you can't play defense, you're not going to be able to play at the big league level. So you got to be able to do a little bit of both, for sure.
You know, one of the things that, and being kind of from the old school generation, all of the stats, they're both important, but anymore you can't hide. If you have a weakness, the stats, that part of the game will find it.
Oh, absolutely. They've broken down every single aspect of the game that you could possibly think of, and in other ways that I don't even know exactly how they, you know, come up with some of these stats, but I know you're being evaluated on a lot of different levels.
Alex, we're glad to have you here. We're glad to have you part of the Cincinnati Reds. We look forward to watching your development.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Alex Blandino, Ivan DeJesus Jr., and I think a lot of fans of Major League Baseball remember his dad, who was I don't know if I can name them all, but I think of him as a shortstop of the Chicago Cubs, and I know that was part of it. Ivan, welcome to Muncie. Welcome to the caravan.
Thank you very much.
They introduced you. You are certainly a player that can play multiple positions. What's your favorite one?
I would say growing up, it's middle infield. I would say shortstop.
You know, the thing I remember, and I hope I remember this accurately, was your dad had an absolute cannon as an arm, and you saw
he still has it.
Well, I just can remember so many great plays that he made for the Cubs at Wrigley Field, but obviously a role model, somebody that can also help along your game. What advice has he given you as you've gone through the winter and get ready for spring training?
Well, he's been doing advice since I was little, since I started playing baseball, and he's still doing it. Now I had the chance that he's out of baseball right now. Last year probably was the first year that he saw me play in the big leagues for free time. So he always got something to say, good or bad. I got to respect it because not only because he's my dad, because he played the game and he understand what we go through every day, out in and out. So it's good. It's good to have that mind in my family that knows what I go through every day.
What is your goal in spring training? What is the thing that is on your mind most as it approaches? And when you get there, what's the one thing you want to make sure you accomplish?
Well, first of all, finish strong in spring training and stay healthy. That's not only in spring training, even in the season. And do the job that I know how to do. And God has everything under control. I can control what I have to do is in the field, other things, God has it.
All right. Ivan DeJesus Jr. on the Reds Winter Caravan 2016 at Stoops Buick GMC tonight. We will be back. Brian Price, the manager, Jeff Grabe, the director of player development, and Tom Browning, Mr. Perfect, yet to come. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Reds Winter Caravan 2016. We have more right after this.
Hi, this is Pete Dahl with Sheriff Goslin Roofing Company. 2016 is here, and so is another cold Indiana winter. Winter may slow us down, but we are spending our time getting ready. So when Mother Nature does warm a little, we will be ready to serve you and all your roofing needs. Sheriff Goslin still offers 4% financing, and we can't wait for the upcoming season. So come see us at our new location at 205 West Ontario Drive, or remember to call Pete Dahl, y'all, or look us up at worryfreeroof.com.
We know the right way to get you where you need to go. We'll be the wheels underneath you, out on the road. We're driven to give you the best service. We're driven cause we know you deserve it. Stoops, we're driven to be the best. Stoops, we're driven to be.
Live from Stoops Buick GMC in Muncie, this is the Reds Winter Caravan. Now, back to the event.
Reds fans attending tonight's special event here at Stoops Buick GMC are enjoying free Marco's Pizza. If you're hungry, give them a call at 284-3909. Have your favorite pizza delivered. Thanks, Marco, for participating in tonight's Reds Caravan event on Fox Sports 102.9 and AM 1340. He's the Reds manager in his third season, Brian Price. Brian, welcome to the west leg of the caravan and the stop here at Stoops.
Good to be here.
Brian, it's the spring training is always a special time for a manager as you prepare, but I have a feeling you've got a big, thick notebook as you get ready to go to Arizona for spring training and Goodyear this year.
Well, we'll have a lot of new faces, a lot of young players. We accumulated a lot of young talent through recent trades, especially for the Cueto and Leak trades, and then we're able to continue on with the trades of Frazier and Chapman, which brought us seven new players to the organization. I think it's pretty apparent to everyone that we're really kind of turning over the roster somewhat, trying to get a little bit younger, less expensive, and hit the youth trail here with these young guys and see what we can do. But I'm very excited about the group of young guys that we have to mix with the veteran players. I think we're going to be better than people expect.
Well, and, you know, I'm sure you followed and probably knew it all during the winter, but the report that all of us got to read about Devin Mesoraco coming along and being pain-free at this point, he certainly is a key player that you didn't have last year that you anticipate being healthy in 2016.
Yeah, Devin is a big piece, you know, both as a two-way player. Defensively, really took a huge step up in 2014, was an all-star, was our number one guy behind the plate, hit 25 homers, drove in 80 runs, and had a big year and was off, certainly expected to do something very similar last year, and was hurt in the first week of the season, was never back 100%. So we look forward to having him back, as well as Zach Cozart and most likely Homer Bailey by the 1st of May, and having a team that's healthy and ready to go out there and compete every day.
All right, keep signing, Skip. Thank you very much. Jeff Graupe is the Director of Player Personnel, Director of Player Development for the Cincinnati Reds. And, Jeff, this year, well, every year is an important year because your job doesn't just involve last year or 2015, 2016. You're looking at calendars down the road that we as fans are not.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the work is kind of on the future. Every year there's a new draft that's going to put 30 new faces in the organization, trying to come up with a plan that's going to get as many of them to Cincinnati as possible. So it's an exciting time. I mean, we're at a point where I would say our farm system's as deep as it ever has been, and we have the number two pick in the country coming up this June, three picks in the top 40. So really, I mean, the future's bright for Reds fans in terms of minor league personnel moving forward.
You still need eyes looking at live action. You need live scouts. I'm not sure that part of the game development will ever be replaced, but analytics have become such a large part of the development of a roster, the development of an organization. Where do you think the Reds are in the analytical part of the development process?
You know, I think we have a strong understanding of it. A majority of the guys in the front office have an analytics background just from a lot of us didn't play in the major leagues, so you have to come up with a different way to understand players, understand value. I think what one of our strengths is that we generally understand both, and that both scouting and analytics have a role in what you're trying to do as an organization. So I think the teams that use one exclusively or discard anything else, then that's when you're going to start making your mistakes.
Well, I'll always say that they have never come up with, and I don't think they ever will, come up with an analytic that will measure the player's heart, that will measure the player's passion. Those things may show up in some other areas, but somebody still has to have an eye and an ear on a locker room, on a dugout, and in an organization about those things.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, that's really what you're looking at is you want to have a player who wants to be as good as his talent will allow him to be. So things like that, I mean, how much a kid wants to work, how much his intelligence will let him make adjustments, those are things that, just like you said, I mean, you can't measure that, and that's invaluable kind of knowledge that only guys with Tom Browning, Barry Larkin, Eric Davis, who we send through our minor league system, they get to teach these guys what it's like to be a Red, and that's something that I'll never take lightly.
All right, we'll talk with Jeff again a little bit later on in our show. Right now we're at Stoops Buick GMC. We're on our first pass through the table, and I'm going to come back and talk with Tom Browning, number 32 for the Cincinnati Reds in the 80s and into the early 90s, was also part of that world championship team in 1990, the wire-to-wire champion Reds. We'll be back with more from Stoops Buick GMC right after this.
Hi, this is Pete Dahl with Sheriff Goslin Roofing Company. 2016 is here, and so is another cold Indiana winter.